Summer break is over. This month, kids across New Orleans are trading swimsuits and morning cartoons for fresh notebooks and unsharpened pencils. For 9 schools that used to be in the state's recovery school district, going back to the classroom also means going back to the Orleans Parish School Board. By next year, all recovery schools will be back under parish control. WWNO's Jess Clark reports on how some schools and parents feel about the change.
First Line Schools is a network of 5 charters that up until this year had been under the state-run Recovery School District. So when First Line CEO Jay Altman was considering sending the network schools back to the Orleans Parish School Board, or OPSB, parents wanted to know what's going to be different.
That was clearly one of the big questions, right? And particularly from parents saying, you know, many parents saying we don't want it to go back like it was before.
Before, that is, the state took over the Orleans Parish school system and allowed charter school operators to take the wheel. Altman says First Line needed to know they would keep their autonomy after the transition back.
Charter management organizations or the individual schools, if they're going to be accountable, they need to have control over the key levers that will lead to good outcomes for students. And so your overall just educational program, your curriculum, your staffing, your structure of your school day.
Their budgets, their calendars, these are all things Altman says charter schools need control over, even under OPSB. They got their wish. OPSB will still have the power to close charters not meeting its standards, and charter leaders will keep their autonomy. But there are some in the city who are skeptical of the arrangement.
Jay, no mud, please. Come on.
At a playground uptown, Sandra Reed warns her 5-year-old grandson Jay away from a puddle of dark, sticky-looking mud.
What about mud attracts little people, especially little boys?
Jay started school last week with his 2 older siblings at Bricolage, a charter school that's already under parish control. Reed says she supports moving all schools back to the OPSB, a process school officials call unification. But she wants OPSB to have more regulating power over charter schools' educational quality. She's disappointed that under the unification plan, one of the main functions of OPSB will be managing school facilities.
Now that's a realtor's job. You know, you can give me the money back and you can give me the buildings back and we can now have dominion over that. But what is that really, education or site management?
What's more, Reed says she doesn't like the way the unification process has been handled.
I don't trust it. I don't trust it because of what happened to start this ball rolling.
Reed and many in her community are still scarred by the state's takeover of the school system after Hurricane Katrina. She felt left out of the discussion then and now.
It's a new day here with the Orleans Parish Schools and the Orleans Parish School Board.
Orleans Parish Superintendent Henderson Lewis says OPSB has been engaging the community. He points to a survey the school system put out on its website and made available in paper form at some public locations, though those surveys did not specifically address unification. There have also been several meetings of the Unification Oversight Board, which have been open to the public.
We are in the process of looking forward to our upcoming town hall meetings to continue to engage our families to update them on the surveys that we've done and also the feedback that we received over the course of the last year.
Those town hall meetings are scheduled at several different schools over the next 3 weeks. Reed plans to be there. She says she's hoping those meetings will allow for more open dialogue between school system leaders and the public about what the new unified school system will look like. For WWNO, I'm Jess Clark.